said in Parashat Vayera, the beginning, the first Aliyah before Sheni, Vayidabe Shem Moshe Yel Aaron, Vayitzave Mer Bnei Yisrael Vapama Vatzitzroim, Vahoytzi As Bnei Yisrael Miyat Vatzitzroim. Vahoytzi Bnei Yisrael Miyat Vatzitzroim. Rashi says it was Mitzavah Lanhigom Shenachas Lizbol Oysom. Rashi says he was Mitzavah them to lead them with patience and to be able to bear their complaints or whatever needs to bear to handle Bar Yisrael. However, in Yerushalmi it says another Indian that he commanded over here about the Indian of Shiluach Avodim, that when Klal Yisrael is going to have their own land, and they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be kind of Jewish slaves, and it's going to come a time of Yovel, the Jubilee year, Klal Yisrael is going to have to free the slaves. So Hashem was commanding them right now about that mitzvah of freeing the slaves. And the obvious question is, why is this the appropriate time to talk about it? We're still in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is not even mitzvah, any mitzvahs yet. Really, the mitzvahs start next week. What was the inyan to start mentioning about 74 slaves at this moment? Now, Chaim Shulevitz in the famous Shmuz says it's Gevaldik Gevart. At this time, at this momentous time, when Klal Yisrael is now on the verge of being let out of Eretz Yisrael, or let out of Mitzrayim, of being free from their own personal slavery, the feeling, the hargosha, deep inside right now, of what freedom really means, had a deep impression on them. They understood what it meant to be a slave, and they understood what it meant right now to start to feel and taste what freedom is. So this was the most opportune moment of Chaim Shulevitz that should be ingrained into the core of the Jews of what it means to free a slave. It might be a difficult thing. The slave's working you close maybe to 50 years. He became part of the family. He's involved with everybody. But you know better than anyone else, Klal Yisrael, what it means to taste freedom, to eventually go back to your previous status, to go back to your family, go back to your original matzav that you were in before the slavery. You understand what it means not to be tied up to somebody, only to be tied up to Hashem. This is the lesson that you learned, Klal Yisrael. And now, at this moment when you're feeling it, at this moment when you understand what it is, at this moment when you're aroused to what freeing slavery is, you want to ingrain within you that koyach, that strength, that understanding, that for doyrus, you're always going to understand that when it comes time to free a slave, it won't be so difficult. That we've done with zeal, we've done with happiness, and we've done it the right way. But for this, we can learn an important lesson for us, that there are opportune times when a person becomes aroused, there are opportune times when a person gets inspired, the opportune times when a person feels, wow, that was a great talk, that was an inspiration, I saw something that inspired me. And the message here that the Torah is telling us is, don't let that inspiration die out. At the moment when the inspiration is there, do something about it. Here the Gershmo is mitzvah. They had the inspiration to be Hashem right now is mitzvah them. No. And he impressed deep into their soul. They're going to free slaves one day and impress in their soul that what the meaning of that slavery, of freeing that slavery is. And that should be lasting forever. And the same thing with any inspiration we go to a person. We don't sometimes go. We go to a good shmooze. We hear a good word from a friend. We like we said before, a person has a tremendous miracle happen to him. He has something happen to him that he didn't even expect. He sees the Yad Hashem. At that moment, it's nice to think about it. But if the person doesn't make an actual step in the right way, he doesn't make a Kabbalah. He doesn't ingrain it within himself. It won't be lasting. A person has to know that in order for the inspiration to have an effect, you have to makabel. You have to makabel something. As the Targum says in Parash B'Shalach, Zekeli Van Veyu. This is the God, the Klal Yisrael saw And you see us Mitzrayim, and the Kesuvias Yamsuf, they saw Yad Hashem, it was so clear, it was unbelievable. They saw a tremendous miracle in front of them. This Yam splits. And what they say, the Targum says, I'm going to go out and build a Beis HaMikdash. But they didn't just stand there awestruck, with the mouth open wide, and say, wow. And then moved on past the potato chips, Rabbi. They decided that at that moment, we're going to do, we're so inspired by seeing the Shekhinah here, we're going to go and build. They were committed Kabbalah. Is that clear? They said, the Targum Avail, I'm going to go and build the Beis HaMikdash, Targum says. That the inspiration of seeing Kriyas Yamsuf made them realize that we have to do something about it, not just, you know, stand there and talk about the miracle, but make a concrete Kabbalah to accept it by myself. I'm going to do something better. I'm going to come closer to Hashem, something. I'm going to maybe come to Davening a few minutes earlier. I'm going to take on myself a learning schedule. I'm going to try to be careful, Lashon Hara, whatever it is, whatever the inspiration is, we have to, in order that that inspiration should last, make a definite Kabbalah right away, Rabbi. And it'll have tremendous effect on us, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem gave us inspirations all around us. Not just that it should be a nice moving picture, and we should just pass by and then move on. Every inspiration in life is a message from Hashem. That here, you know, I want to give you that opportunity to mischazek, to become stronger, to go up, and to improve, Rabbi Yisrael. But if we don't listen to it, and we let it go by, Rabbi Yisrael, we can have a tremendous, tremendous downfall for our verses. So let's take the inspirations that we have, move them into a concrete action, and then Be'ez Hashem will be zeicha to improve ourselves always, and Be'ez Hashem give a nachas to the very oilam, and Be'ez Hashem bring about Mashiach Sikim Heir Menachem.